a tree when I was at the forest. It was cut down, but it didn't have any leaves on. We took photos and checked it and see if there was any ant holes or stuff. Loads of spiders and ants and red ants.
Once I climbed a tree, and it was very nice because I could see everything above me when I was on the tree, and then when I got at the top and I felt really happy because my brother was there with me. Yeah,
I climbed a tree at our pub and. We can get down.
I got down myself with my legs.
I could see, well, I was in a forest, but I could see tons of trees and birds, and there was a river nearby.
A tree is important, and it is also fun, because when you climb it, you'll feel like you're at the top of the world, and no one will say no to you.
So remember, trees are there to be climbed. Now let's move on. Come on, we're going to talk a little more about why trees are important. You'll soon pass another fallen tree trunk and see that the path moves a little to the right. Go down there.
Trees are important because they help us breathe and give us shade.
Trees are important because they give us fruit, nuts and paper.
Trees are important because they help us live.
Trees are important because they give oxygen and never end.
Trees are important because their bark, I think, can make compost for plants.
Trees give us oxygen, that's why we're alive.
Trees are important because they make foresters for animals to live in.
The reason why trees are very important are because they give oxygen to everybody else, and they create nature for animals like squirrels or birds and foxes, and they are very naturey.
Trees are important because they provide us oxygen, and they also give animals habitats like birds, squirrels and bats, so they can actually sleep at night. It would be really uncomfortable because trees are very rough and bumpy.
Trees are important because they give you shade, and some trees give you food, apples and bananas and pears.
Trees are important because they are here to help us do stuff, like, so we can learn more, and that's it.
Keep walking through these amazing trees, and in a minute or two you'll come onto a small path on your left, which has a wooden fence on the right-hand side, and maybe some horses behind it.
When you get there,